Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here for Shabbat Nitzavim Vayelech. Mishnayomi is holding in Chapter 3 of Bava Metzia HaMafkid, Mishnayot 5 and 6 today. Vechen, and also, so this is continuing yesterday's theme for Mishnah Dolad, Shnei Kelim, if they deposited two different vessels. Yesterday was money, today is Kelim, Echod Yofei Monev, Echod Yofei Elef Zuz. One of the deposited items was worth 100, the other worth 1,000. And now they come to claim them. Ze Omer, one guy says, Yafe Shali, I own the more expensive item. Ze Omer, Yafe Shali. The other guy says, no, I own the more expensive item. So what does the guardian or the bank custodian do? Notin et kot on echad mehem, he gives the smaller, less expensive kli to one of the claimants. Umitocha godol, and from the value of the larger, more expensive item, notin deme koton lesheni. So he gives the value of the smaller kli to the other guy by selling or taking apart the larger, more expensive item, if it's something that can be taken apart without losing value. Hashar, the other value, that 900 worth of value from the original large, expensive kli, it has to rest until Eliyahu can come and clarify the halacha, as we explained yesterday. Amr Biyosi, Biyosi Yin says, like in Mishnah Dalet, Im Ken, if we do this, Mahiv Sidra Mai, someone could lie and claim the more expensive item, and he gets his smaller item back. He didn't lose anything at the end of the day. He only caused the other guy to lose. So in this case, both of them should not get their items back because that will incentivize a liar to not lie in the first place. Or if he does, knowing it's Elul, to admit that he was trying to do a trick and a prank and, you know, he didn't mean it and it really belongs to the other guy. He'll admit what he's done, as we all should in Elul. Someone deposits produce by his friend, afilu hen avudin, even if they're starting to decay or rot, or, you know, the mice are nibbling at the edges, lo yiga bahen, the custodian shouldn't move them, shouldn't go ahead and sell them to recoup the value. Rabban Shimon ben Gamli Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamli, he disagrees. He says, mochrin bifnei beitin. The shomer should go to the court and get permission and really tell him, look, this is what's happening. This guy deposited produce. He's been gone out of town for 3 months. It's starting to rot. The mice are nibbling. He's not going to have anything left by the time he gets back. So he could sell it with beitin permission. Of course, the money will go to the original owner. It's like he's returning a lost object. That's chapter 2. To the owner. So we had a similar case by chickens and animals that are just, animals that eat and produce. You could keep them around if they're paying for the food, but animals that aren't paying for their food, you know, little things that don't work, you know, you could sell them and then give the money to the person who lost the animals. We explained in chapter 2. And in the Gemara, they do explain that if the decay or the loss is happening at a faster rate than normal, then the custodian has permission to go to the Betin and sell this and hold on to the cash for the original owner. You know, if the owner is going away for a few months, he has in mind that, you know, the mice are going to get a little bit, a certain percentage. But if the decay is really happening rapidly, then it should be like a Meshiv Aveda case. Even the other sages would agree to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel in that case. Yishar kohachim, Shabbat shalom.